Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 178, How to Find Out the Age of Your Arteries in 1 Minute. You are only old as your arteries. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to find out the age of your arteries in just 1 minute. As long as your arteries stay young, your heart, your brain, your kidneys, and other organs should continue to function normally. So listen on to find out if your arteries are older than you are, and if so, what you can do to reverse artery aging now. A simple test to find out the age of your arteries. The easiest and quickest way to find out the age of your arteries is to determine your pulse pressure. So your pulse pressure can easily be done at home with a blood pressure machine. So first, take your blood pressure after you've been comfortably resting for 5 minutes. The blood pressure cuff on your arm should fit well, and when you measure your blood pressure, the blood pressure cuff should really be at about the same height as your arm. At the same height as your heart. So you don't want your arm above your head when you're taking your blood pressure, nor do you want your arm down low. You want the blood pressure cuff to be at about the same level as the heart. The pulse pressure is calculated by subtracting the lower number of your blood pressure, that's the diastolic blood pressure, from the upper number, which is the systolic blood pressure. For example, if your blood pressure is 120 over 80, then your pulse pressure would be 40. And how do you get to 40? That's 120 minus 80. So likewise, if your blood pressure is, say, 160 over 110, then your blood pressure would be 160 minus 110, which would be 50. So what does pulse pressure mean? The pulse pressure is a gauge to the age of your arteries. As people age, arteries tend to stiffen and fill up with plaque. People with stiff or old arteries tend to have high systolic blood pressure. In other words, as you get older, the top number on the blood pressure machine tends to go up a lot more than the lower number. So the diastolic blood pressure, or the bottom number of a blood pressure, really doesn't change that much with age. So what is a normal pulse pressure? A normal pulse pressure for adults is somewhere around 40. The closer your pulse pressure is to 40, the better. If the pulse pressure is more than 10 points above or below 40, this could be a serious warning sign. For example, a very low pulse pressure could mean heart failure, a tight aortic valve, that's also called aortic stenosis, or other problems. On the other hand, a high pulse pressure is usually caused by stiff or old arteries. Other causes of a high pulse pressure could include a leaky aortic valve, that's aortic regurgitation, too much thyroid hormone from whatever cause, that's called hyperthyroidism, anemia, or other causes. So how serious is a high pulse pressure? A high pulse pressure is something that shouldn't be ignored. For example, in a study of 7,929 people, researchers found that if your pulse pressure was even 10 points higher than it should be, basically 50, then your risk of dying prematurely was 20% higher. Another study showed that if your pulse pressure is more than 20 points above normal, so that would be a pulse pressure of 60 or higher, that your risk of atrial fibrillation is increased by 316%. That's 316%. When it comes to your brain, studies show that a high pulse pressure is associated with early dementia. Likewise, studies also show that a high pulse pressure is linked to kidney failure and dialysis. So, what causes a high pulse pressure? The top four causes of a high pulse pressure that I typically see in my clinic are due to smoking, diabetes, obesity, or advancing age. So, smoking, diabetes, obesity, or advancing age can drive that top number on your blood pressure to go up. While there isn't much you can do about the number of candles on your birthday cake, there sure is a lot you can do now to reverse the biologic aging of your arteries. So, 8 ways to normalize your pulse pressure. The following 8 tips to normalize your pulse pressure are based on the assumption that your high pulse pressure is due to premature aging of your arteries. So here are my 8 best ways to lower your blood pressure, according to medical studies, reverse the ages of basically the arteries in your body. So number 1, high intensity exercise, 14 point reduction. The very best way to lower your pulse pressure is with exercise. Whether it's interval training or just plain old cardio, it all helps. Indeed, one study showed that pulse pressure was lowered by up to 14 points with just 1 hour of high-intensity exercise 3 days a week. While this study was definitely on the high end of what you can expect to see, most other studies show basically about a 3 to 6 point reduction in pulse pressure with traditional exercise. Number 2, yoga, 10-point reduction. If high-intensity exercise is not your thing, another study showed that yoga was highly effective as well. In this study, researchers compared yoga to brisk walking in 60 people with a pulse pressure above 60. The people randomized to an hour of yoga every day, they saw their pulse pressure go down by 10 points. So a lot of reduction with yoga. Now, whether that's due to the effects of exercise or stress lowering, hard to say. But 10-point drop in pulse pressure with yoga for an hour every day. Number 3, folic acid, 4.7-point reduction. Folic acid has been shown to drop pulse pressure by 4.7 points in a medical study. However, before you turn to folic acid supplements, other studies have shown that folic acid supplements are associated with colon cancer. A much better and a much safer way to get all the folate your body needs is to lower your pulse pressure through healthy eating. For example, just 1 cup of lentils will get you 90% of the folate you need for the day. A cup of asparagus or a cup of cooked spinach will get you 67% and 66% respectively of all the folate your body needs for the day. I have found that most people who regularly eat legumes and vegetables can easily get 3 or more times the recommended daily amount of folate their body needs. Supplements really should just be supplements, basically a supplement to something that you can't get naturally. Number 4, potassium, 2.9-point reduction. In a carefully designed study, potassium supplementation was shown to decrease pulse pressure by 2.9 points. Now, this study can't be replicated at home unless it's under a doctor's supervision. Why is that? Well, because you can only buy extremely low-dose potassium supplements in the U.S., and the doses that they sell as supplements are just tiny, tiny, tiny. The amount of potassium used in the study was much higher dose, and that's something you can only get with a prescription. And so the reason why potassium supplements only come in exceedingly low doses is because of the risk of death if you take too much. For example, too much potassium from supplements could cause a cardiac arrest. In contrast, as long as your kidneys are working properly, your body will only keep the potassium it needs from natural sources. And a high potassium diet has long been known to lower pulse pressure. To ensure enough potassium in your diet to keep your pulse pressure low, make sure that vegetables, legumes, and fruit cover most of your plate at mealtime. Vegetables, legumes, and fruit are packed with potassium as well as other nutrients that your body needs. Number 5, healthy diet, 2.5-point reduction. A healthy diet, which was defined in the study that I'm referring to here, and if you want links to any of these studies, they're all on my website under this blog topic. But in this study, they defined a healthy diet as lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, and minimal animal fats. And basically, if you can eat that way, you can drop your pulse pressure by 2.5 points. Now, you may say that, hey, you know, 2.5 doesn't really seem like much, but when you consider that that's better than what most blood pressure medicines are capable of doing, you know, it's not so bad. Number 6, say no to processed and fast foods, 2-point reduction. Nearly 80% of the salt in the standard American diet, that's the SAD diet, comes from processed and fast foods. Studies show that cutting back on sodium by Replacing processed and fast foods with real food can lower pulse pressure by more than 2 points. Number 7, blood pressure medicines, a 1.4 up to a 6.7 point drop. If lifestyle changes fail to normalize your pulse pressure, then medications may be needed. It is important to remember that not every blood pressure lowering medicine has the same effect to pulse pressure. For example, one study showed that clonidine and hydrochlorothiazide, or HCTZ, drop pulse pressure by more than 6 points. In contrast, ACE inhibitors, that'd be like lisinopril and those types of medications, only dropped at about 2.5 points. But on the other end of the spectrum, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, only lowered pulse pressure by a little more than 1 point. So not that much with blood pressure medicines. Number 8, dark chocolate, 0.5 point reduction. While a 0.5 point reduction in pulse pressure really isn't that much, at least you can indulge in some dark chocolate and know that your arteries are getting younger. And there was a great study, a very high quality study, and I've got links to it there on my blog. But in this high quality study, dark chocolate lowered systolic blood pressure by 4.4 millimeters of mercury and diastolic blood pressure by 3.9. So if you do the math, that's 4.4 minus 3.9, you get a pulse pressure lowering of 0.5 in just 1 month. Unfortunately, if you're eating anything under 70% cacao, it's mostly sugar. So let me quickly review 8 ways to drop your pulse pressure. Number 1, we talked about high intensity exercise, which could allow up to a 14 point reduction. Number 2, yoga, 10 point reduction. Number 3, folic acid, 4.7 point reduction. Number 4, potassium, 2.9 point reduction. Number 5, healthy diet, 2.5 point reduction. Number 6, say no to processed and fast foods, 2 point reduction. Number 7, blood pressure medicines, anywhere from a 1.4 up to a 6.7 point drop. Number 8, dark chocolate, 0.5 point reduction. Take home message: your pulse pressure is an often overlooked gauge to the arteries, to the age of your arteries. And with just 1 minute with a standard blood pressure cuff, you can quickly find out if you've got old arteries or young arteries. If your pulse pressure is high, please work under the direction of your physician to start bringing it down now. The simple lifestyle changes that we talked about in this podcast will help to normalize your pulse pressure in just a few months. Now is the time to turn back the clock on your arteries. Is your pulse pressure high? And if your pulse pressure is high, what are you doing to keep it in the normal range? Or what has worked for you to keep it in the normal range? I would love to hear from you. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Scroll down to the bottom. This is blog number 178. Likewise, if you wanted to see any of the studies that we talked about in this podcast, same thing. They're all there. Blog number 178. If you haven't yet signed up for my free weekly newsletter, now's the time. There's a lot of information there that you're not going to find anywhere else. Also, please rate me on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your great podcasts. Anyway, for now, thanks for listening. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.